Good afternoon, and can y'all hear me? Good afternoon, and welcome our guests to our community of Siouxland. My name is Regina Roth. My husband, Eldon, and I started a company called Beef Products back in 1981. Part of the background of that company involved Eldon's invention of a machine for quickly freezing meat, which revolutionized the way the meat was frozen by significantly reducing the amount of time to freeze. While speed was at the heart of this invention, we learned that the process of quickly freezing meat had another very important benefit. It improved the safety of beef by reducing pathogens that might be present in any raw beef or fish. As we met people who had lost children to foodborne illness, safety became a passion for us. Some say the burden of safety should fall upon the consumer. We believe it's up to us who make the beef to make it as safe as we know how. We are a family-owned business. We try to do the right thing for our company, for our customers, for our employees, and for our community. Our commitment has always been to produce a safe, wholesome product. So it has been so disheartening for our family and our employees to see these negative and misleading stories lead to consumer concerns. We're not much about PR at BPI. What we do is make a quality, safe, and nutritious lean beef. On behalf of my immediate family and the extended family of BPI employees, I want to thank Governor Branstad, Governor Perry, Governor Brownback, Lieutenant Governor Sheehy, and Lieutenant Governor Michaels for taking the time to come to visit our facility today. It means a lot to us that you did that. It means a lot to us that you're here to help us in this fight. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rogene. Thank you, Eldon. I want to welcome all of you to Nebraska for this very important event. I also want to give my thanks to Governor Branstad, Governor Perry, Governor Brownback, and Lieutenant Governor Michaels for being here and for their leadership on this issue. The fact that we have such broad representation here from governors to community leaders exemplifies the impact of this issue. We are here today to emphasize that finely trimmed beef is safe. The misinformation about this beef is doing damage on many levels, and we want to set the record straight. The negative results do not stop with one company, as evidenced by the attendance here. The impact does not stop at our Nebraska borders. The ramifications of reducing this beef will be felt throughout the entire beef industry and potentially to consumers worldwide. Lean, finely trimmed beef is 100% beef. It is lean beef that goes through a USDA-approved science-based process that improves food safety. Farmers, ranchers, and beef processors in Nebraska take their jobs very seriously. And today I can tell you that I know BPI is an important part of that process. The other states represented here share these same characteristics, and that is why we are collaborating today to share our message. Lean, finely trimmed beef is safe. And as we were driving over here thinking about what do we try to promote it, dude, it's beef. With that, I would like to invite Iowa Governor Terry Branstad to the podium, who really has spearheaded today's efforts. Governor.
Lieutenant Governor Sheehy, thank you very much for hosting us. Thanks for joining us today. I want to thank all of you for joining us. I want to especially acknowledge the Iowa Cattlemen's Association, Iowa Beef Industry Council, and Dr. Jim Dixon from Iowa State University. And my fellow governors, I want to thank you for changing your schedules on such short notice and flying up here to be with us today. And this, I think, shows how seriously we all take this and how we need to stand together to clear up the misinformation that has been circulated in the media about lean, finely textured beef that's produced by BPI. As you know, earlier this week, BPI made a very difficult decision to suspend operation at three of its four plants, and we just had the opportunity to tour the one plant that is still in operation. So the plants that have been closed are in Waterloo, Iowa, and in Kansas and Texas. And during this time, we know that there are many people that have been working very hard to create jobs in our states in a very difficult economy. And then to see these facilities shut down makes it even harder, since we are all concerned about the safety of the product, and we know that these accusations are totally unfounded. For over 20 years, BPI has been using lean, finely textured beef to lower the fat content of ground beef. And for over 20 years, I'm proud to say, I and my family have been eating it. We cannot stand by and watch this company close its doors because people do not know the facts about BPI and the lean beef that it makes. That's why I've been so animate about telling this story. I've always held the media in high regard, and my efforts at transparency, I think, have reflected that through all my years of public service. However, I believe that the national media have permeated this discussion with a poisonous tone that is detrimental to the beef industry and the jobs that support it. I do not believe workers in plants in Iowa, Kansas, and Texas should wonder why they will not have a job because of misleading headlines. It's time to end the smear campaign and to stop the use of inaccurate, inappropriate, and charged words designed to scare people. It's time for the truth to prevail and to combat the ugly situation where consumers are being misled. The willingness of so many state leaders to change their schedules on short notice and come here shows us how seriously we take this. And we believe, and I think we've just seen it confirmed from our trip through the plant, that this is a safe and reliable product, and this company has gone out of its way to protect the safety of the consumers, and no one has become sick by this product. It is because BPI's 100% beef product consistently achieves high levels of safety that the USDA allowed it into the National School Lunch Program in the first place. And yes, Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack was with me yesterday to confirm USDA's continued support for this product. It's 95% lean. And you know, we're trying to combat obesity in this country. We just had the First Lady, Michelle Obama, in Des Moines. 10,000 kids came, and the focus was on exercise and nutrition and eating right and eating leaner products. And this is a product that meets that need.